Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and our Consistency 365 series. I'm Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me. About a week or so ago, I aired a new series where I'm interviewing listeners and really using the time to coach them on the mindset challenges that are beneath their problem behaviors, because there's such a pull to strategy and tactic because it's more concrete and we can get behind it. It's easier to understand. It's easier to see and observe than the way we think. That can be hard to even recognize because it's almost running in the background. If you haven't checked out episode 1122, it's a really great one. And I wanted to emphasize one of the things we touched on in that full-length episode. And it was this notion that when it comes to our health, everything we do is either a deposit or a withdrawal. Everything we do is either adding to our health or taking away from our health. Even though we play these mind games where we say things like, oh, it's too small to make a difference, or we tell ourselves, oh, we'll start tomorrow, as though what we do today is really insignificant as long as we make it up tomorrow. But just because we can tell those stories doesn't make those stories objectively true. Kind of like your bank account, if you take money out today, even if it's just a little bit, it has an impact. And it cumulatively over time has a huge impact. When we have this pattern of behavior, if you're just spending $2 here and $5 here and $20 here and telling yourself it doesn't make a difference, well, over the course of a year, over the course of 5 years or 10 years, it makes a huge difference. And the same is true with our health. And I was talking to this woman in episode 1122 about how if you are going to make a decision that you could consider a withdrawal, maybe you're going to, she was talking about ordering crumble cookies. If you're going to have the crumble cookie, then make sure that you're being conscious about how you can make a deposit. How quickly can you get to your next best choice? If you're going to do something that has this net negative effect on your health, what can you do to add back to that balance? And it's not this sense that we have to, say, exercise off our calories. It's not that at all, but rather that our health we can think about as an account with a balance. And if we're going to take withdrawals, then we really need to be very intentional about our deposits. So think about that as you go through today. What choices are you making that are withdrawing from that account and reducing the balance? And also, how can you create opportunities to make deposits, to add to the balance, to increase the worth of that account that represents your health? If you haven't yet, I would love for you to join me in 10X Mindset. It is a 30-day action-based approach to becoming a better thinker and taking this idea of improving your mindset and making it very actionable. It's 30 days only. It's super affordable. You can get started by going to primalpotential.com/10X, and I will make sure that the link for that is in the show description. We'll see you tomorrow.